you are that fellow. You are that fellow that when Rumi is talking about this, that listen, is this. Tomorrow is unknown. And there is no way that you know exactly what will happen. So it's a very misty path. Somehow there is foggy, okay? You will join and say, what about the Sheikh? What about Rumi? Then what do you say to them? What was the answer? Listen carefully. Yes?
The king said, the wisdom in making the world manifest, that the known should come forth plainly. Until he made visible that which he knew, he did not lay upon the world the pain of parturition and the throes.
No, you skipped it. Please go back and start from give a sign from the king. Listen carefully. The king will say, I object because you talked about the rule and there are exceptions. Yes?
Give a sign, for I know all. The cloud does not veil the moon from me. The slave said, then what is the object of my speaking, since thou knowest what is that which has been?
Means what? The clever slave said, excuse me, you want me to explain my point to these exceptional people? There is no need. They know it. The work, the real work is explaining it, not to them, to the rest of us. Because, yes, you're the king, you know it, so why should I talk to you? Then the king will answer, will say, there is a wisdom in appearance of this universe, and that is for the knowledge have an opportunity to show off. I didn't look at the English, I don't know, the English will not say that, but the Persian is saying that listen, do you remember who said his beauty jumped out? And we said, this universe is the reflection of that beauty? Yeah? Oh, you know what? All this beauty is to be visualized. It brings in the ayan, means seeing with this eye, to visualize something, because like that hidden information will come out, because there is something... There is a meaning in me which is deep down in me, hidden from me. I have to go around to find it. That feeling which is upside down. That feeling that I give away the stuff and I'm happy. I lose and I'm extremely happy. Is it possible? No, you couldn't imagine it. Is it possible to lose and be extremely happy? Oh my God, imagine me as a grandpa and I'm playing backgammon with my granddaughter. She learned the backgammon recently. I'm playing with her. I even try to lose. Not cheat, but try to lose. And when she's gaining, oh, I'm happy. Always bring in the subject of love, everything will be upside down. That's what it is. Because love will change the first pillar of logic, which is defending me. That love, I will not defend myself. If my beloved wants to kill me, I'm ready. You see? The intelligence, the brain in me, which is supposed to work for me, is against me. Is it possible? Yes. Do you remember last time I showed someone in you who doesn't like you? That's how complicated we are. Do you remember that? No. You remember nothing. You have early Alzheimer, I think. When in yourself, find someone who doesn't give a damn about you and who admires we. We call it consciousness. There is a feeling in me. One part of me has a feeling, I cheat, I succeed, I come home, that one is not happy. I lose everything, I was honest, I lose everything, I come back, my brain is unhappy, my education, my logic is collapsed, that one is happy and say, we were honest.
That's the consciousness which recently proved to exist in a society even for that we. There is a collective consciousness. That collective consciousness doesn't take my side. It's always questioning my side. That's the guy that I rely upon, because that's the only guy who is looking for my health by checking my weaknesses, by attending to my shortcomings. Because if I don't know my shortcoming, how could I improve? If I don't admit that I'm sick, do I seek help and become healthy? First, I should know my shortcoming, and my first shortcoming in this path is to be self-centered. Imagine this big universe, and I think I'm the center of it. Because what is good for me? That big me, that capital I. Here we say, oh, wait a minute. This universe, for us, is not made for these animals to do this and grow and grow and grow. We saw it, they grow so big, dinosaurs, but they died. It's not becoming big. There is something else. Understanding, knowledge. That knowledge which is in we, in that collective knowledge, that through that, I imagine that the earth succeeded finally to look at itself. Because we know, really, this is an earth like that. We saw it, right? So we became the I. In that way, is it? It's about wisdom. This wisdom is the thing that God had it and wanted it to be out, and has hidden it in us to be found in His personal property in me. So listen, there is a trick here. Let's hear the trick. Yes.
The king said, the wisdom in making the world manifest, that the thing known should come forth plainly.
Mm-hmm.
Until he made visible that which he knew, he did not lay upon the world the pain of parturition and the throes.
Mm.
You cannot sit inactive for one moment till some badness or goodness is issued from you.
This is our point. In reality, in the animal life, logically, an animal is doing something and could be blamed for that, maybe. Normally, no. They do what is natural, right? But when it comes to the human being, you cannot sit down somewhere, even for a single moment, and everything will be indifferent. Something will come out of you, good or bad, always, because you are being judged. Always. Why? Because you are the only one who have the choice. Remember the tiger who cannot be honest? But I can. I can be honest and die for it. And be happy. That's the trick. So remember, first of all, you cannot say, okay, I don't intervene. I don't count on me. I'm pacifist. I'm in peace with being quiet. So, no. There are times that you don't do anything, and we blame you a lot. Oh, we will talk about it. There is a moment that we will say,
there is this we, and there is that play different. When it comes to that different, don't play a game. You should resist. There are places that we stop and say no. Means by we not doing, we are playing a role. This is the human being. A tiger is not doing anything. So what? A human being is not doing anything. I waste. Because tiger is here just to be here, to live and have life. We are here to expand understanding. This is why we are here. The truth is a hidden treasure, and we are the treasure hunters. So a treasure hunter not hunting for the treasure is bad. A not treasure hunter is doing nothing. So what? This is a rabbit. Truth's there. But a treasure hunter who is not hunting the treasure is bad. Even with not doing, you could be bad. Because you are the center of the judgment. Do we know someone else, globally really, who could be responsible, who would be called out and say, why did you do that? Could we? Could we take a fish to the court? We cannot ask anyone to say, why did you do that? Even when they are silly, only human being will say, why did you do that? Because we count on your essence. Your essence is with us. Your essence has a role in this we. Remember the fun I always make, that look at these human, funny human beings. They have an assembly, they call it International Assembly, I don't know, United Nations, something like that, and they have a very clear charter on the wall, and I know some Iranians that say, this, our king, Cyrus the Great made this chart, it's Charter of Human Right. You heard about it, right? Have you ever heard about Charter of Human Duties? No. We don't think about having duties here. We have rights. We are so arrogant that we walk on this earth as if we own it. Don't you? There is a part of grassy stuff. That's yours. This building is mine. We have rights. Could there be right if there is no duty? Duty and a right go hand in hand. One is form, the other one is the essence. The form is right. The essence is responsibility, duty. Do you remember? Our story started with what? You tell me. Our story starts with one sentence. Remember? I said, although you are a good human being, you are not Middle Eastern, you are not black like me, and blah blah, all of that, but you have to learn it in Arabic. Because it doesn't do. There are two sentences. I first heard especially, to be mean to her. You have to learn it, both of them in Arabic. The first is the first sentence of a human being. The second is a very silly statement of God. How about that? And these two will make it all. If you understand these two really, you are so advanced you cannot imagine. What is the first statement of humanity? Rabbana innana ghalamna anfusana. O our God, We believe that